The Vatican has formally rejected parts of the U.S. bishop's new policy for dealing with sexually abusive priests. It says the charter doesn't allow accused priests the due process they are entitled to under church law. The president of the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference, Bishop Wilton Gregory, denied today's ruling was a setback, but victims' groups say the Vatican's decision deals a heavy blow to their cause. NPR's Duncan Moon reports.
The Vatican ruling means the bishops will have to negotiate revisions to the charter with a panel of Vatican clerics. Bishop Gregory tried to play down the impact of the ruling, saying the commission would move quickly to revise the charter.
We're talking 1, 2, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. I think that by Vatican standards, that's miraculous. And I also think it's a good indication that we're dealing with basically a sound document that needs modification rather than recasting.
Many U.S. priests say they feel the ruling returns some of their due process rights. Father Robert Bullock, a member of the Boston Priests Forum, says that since the bishop's charter was signed back in June, his peers have had little defense against false accusations.
An accusation is made, and without an exhaustive examination of the merit of the accusation, the priest is called in. The priest comes in alone to the diocesan officials. The diocesan official tells what has happened, and the priest is then sent back and to inform the staff of his parish and has to leave. We believe that the priest should not go in there alone, that he should be aware of his canonical and legal rights, and that there has been a rush to judgment and a presumption of guilt and a removal in a summary way and very quickly.
Canon lawyers also welcomed the Vatican's ruling. The former president of the Canon Law Society of America, Father Kevin McKenna, says in addition to addressing the charter's breach of due process, it also will force a more specific definition of sexual abuse, that the charter's one-size-fits-all approach also conflicts with canon law.
We have had in our legal system, you know, gradations of crimes or gradations of serious violations, and usually those gradations result in different outcomes in terms of penalties. So we have to be extremely careful here about what we're using when we talk about sexual misconduct or sexual abuse. We have to be very clear because serious ramifications flow from the allegations that are made.
Victims groups are calling this a tragic day for American Catholicism, that the ruling could let guilty priests off with little or no punishment. David Clossy of SNAP says the negotiations in Rome should be seen as a time for the bishops to show some leadership.
Bishops will have to choose fundamentally. Do you make Vatican bureaucrats happy, or do you make kids safe? And essentially that's what it's going to have to come down to.
But Father Richard McBrien, professor of religion at the University of Notre Dame, says the Vatican's ruling may complicate the process, but it does not let abusive priests off the hook.
There will be great care and supervision of these priests because all these dioceses and religious orders are liable to legal action if they do not maintain this careful scrutiny and supervision over them.
But even if the bishops are under pressure, Sue Archibald, the president of the victims group LinkUp, says she's not so sure they can be trusted and that the changes to the charter mean little without real commitment.
A lot of policies sound good, and policies in the past have sounded good. But the real element there is enforcement and accountability. What remains to be seen is accountability of the bishops. And I think until we have that accountability included, some means of enforcement, I'm not sure that this situation will ever be resolved completely.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to meet in Washington in early November, and Bishop Gregory has promised to have an approved charter by then. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.